Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber radio studios located on the lower level of our building at 101 Pier Street. And as we like to say, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at 101 Pierce is your home for Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, Customer Service 101, and a whole host of other programs and considerations that support our Siouxland Tri-State community. If you'd like to learn more, we'd love to visit with you. Our telephone number is 712-255-7903. And as I do each Saturday morning, we begin by thanking our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, as well as our program sponsor, longtime sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, we have a great program this morning. So pleased as we begin the month of November and Veterans Day is just around the corner to bring in a Marine, someone with military service in their background. We're going to talk about his biographical background, but Mr. Dan Holzrichter of Baird Wealth Management, who is also the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Dan, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, great to have you with us. Appreciate you being in studio. And I'm not going to give too much of your background away, but as we look to Veterans Day in just a couple of days, thank you for your service in the armed forces.
Thank you.
Dan, as we do each Saturday morning, we introduce our guests to our listening audience, and we begin with their childhood. Tell us about where you grew up.
Sure. I grew up on the north side, attended the old Bryant School, and then North Junior, which of course is no longer here, and then graduated from North High School in 1981.
You know, we don't ever let someone cover their entire childhood as expeditiously as you just did. You're a Northsider. You're a Sioux City kid. Were you involved in sports and Little League and those kinds of things as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I played baseball and football and hockey with the Siouxland Youth Hockey Program. Went on to play with the Metros and then actually went on to play in college. So, and I was also involved in music. I was in the orchestra. I was in the band. So I stayed pretty busy in those growing up years, and always had a couple jobs as well.
You know, it's hard to believe, but at my age, I look back, and I have known you for almost 50 years because you played ice hockey with my older brother, and I would tag along on road trips once in a while. And to date myself, what I remember about those road trips was red Twizzlers licorice in the station wagons and Casey and the Sunshine Band on 8-track tape.
Hey, we don't have to admit that.
So you were a hockey player with the Metros, and in the era of Clay Wiffen, who went on to play for the Musketeers, and a lot of guys like that. Tell me about that hockey experience.
Oh, it was great because you got to know kids from all over the city. Kids from West, kids from East, kids from Heland. We had kids from out of town that would come into town and play. So you really got to know a lot of people, and it really gave you a sense of community, knowing different areas of the city and what was going on and who was there.
You know, what a great point. Who was your coach back in the day?
Walt Johnson was my high school coach, but I had a lot of different coaches. So,
and of course, people know Walt for his many years with the Sioux City Musketeers and also with the Sioux City Auditorium and the Tyson Event Center for many, many years. Yeah. But definitely a Hall of Famer when it comes to the Sioux City Musketeers.
Sure. Well, and coaching, too. I mean, I came back and started coaching with Walt. It was an assistant coach for a few of his teams, and then went out on my own to coach and wound up coaching youth hockey for 24 years.
Yeah, and we're going to jump ahead and then come back a little bit, but hockey has stayed in your blood. You raised your sons to be hockey players, and you're a longtime official as well.
Yeah, I refereed for about 20 years until my knee gave out, and I had to get some new hardware in there, and then they recommended I didn't do that anymore, so...
Age catches up with us all.
Yes, it does.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Dan Holzrichter. Dan is a principal with Baird Wealth Management here in Sioux City. He's also the newly named chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. That became effective just over a month ago on October 1st with the new fiscal year. And Dan, after growing up in Sioux City, being involved in sports, sports and music and the Metro's hockey team specifically. What came next for you after graduating from North High School?
I was appointed and nominated to the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. So I attended there 4 years. We always joke that it's the only place in the world where they take away all your God-given rights and give them back to you one by one over the next 4 years. But it was a great education. I can't say I was happy to always be there, but it's a great place to be from. So I got a fantastic education, great experience, and then when that was finished, I graduated with a degree in national security policy and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps.
And did you play a little hockey when you were in Annapolis?
I did. I played all 4 years. I had a nickname, Radar, and that was because the coach couldn't figure out where I was from, and he kept saying, Iowa, where's Iowa? And somebody said, I think that's where Radar O'Reilly's from. So, boom, I had a nickname for 4 years on the hockey team.
Yeah, they always seem to stick. You know, the superintendent from the academy, when we were doing our work with the USS Sioux City, was Admiral Ted Carter, a three-star, and he was a hockey player, and his call sign as a naval aviator was Slapshot.
Yeah, he was the captain of the team right before I came in. He was an assistant coach for half a year, my first half year. So.
What a small world. Yeah. So as I said earlier, Dan, Veterans Day just around the corner. Thank you for your service. Your service not only at the Naval Academy, but post-Naval Academy, you served in the Gulf War. And actually saw a little bit of combat, I understand.
Yeah, I started off in armor, tracked vehicles for 3 years, and then went to Aerial Observer School, learned how to be a forward air controller, airborne, to call in artillery, to call in naval gunfire, and then flew for 3.5 years in the back seat of an OV-10 Bronco doing that. And I wound up flying 17 combat missions in Desert Storm, which was about 70 hours of time over mostly Kuwait.
Yeah, you really are the perfect guest for this weekend because of your military service and because, again, Veterans Day on November 11th. That said, you don't go straight from the academy to becoming a Marine. There's a process. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Well, at the Naval Academy, all the branches of service are exposed to you. One summer, you actually go out and you spend a week on a submarine, a week in an air station flying in helicopters and jets, and you spend a lot of time on ships, and then they send you to Quantico, Virginia to go roll in the mud in the woods for a week. So they try to expose you to all the different areas of service, and the Marine Corps really appealed to me. They had, obviously they have great uniforms, and
that was a big part of it.
Yeah, you know, the uniforms are great. So,
you know, and again, allow me to jump ahead, but that uniform may have had something to do with you ultimately landing your lovely wife, Vicky.
It wasn't going to be my pretty face, so it had to be something better than that.
And I think the uniform must have done pretty well because she's local to Maryland, right?
Right. She was from Maryland. And after I did get out, we looked at a lot of places to live. We looked at Boston. We looked at Philly. We looked at D.C. But I had a great offer to come back home. When I left at age 18, I was never coming back to Sioux City, Iowa. And when I was 28 and getting out of the Marine Corps and had a pregnant wife, Sioux City, Iowa looked a heck of a lot better to me, and it's been a great place to raise a family.
Dan, tell us a little bit about your family, if you would.
Sure. I've got three kids. My oldest son is went off to college in Chicago at Loyola University, graduated as a CPA, and worked for one of the big four accounting firms for a few years, and now is a CPA for Google. And he's married, so I love to go visit Chicago. Wouldn't want to live there, but love to visit.
Go Cubs, go.
Yes. I have a daughter who has married a Naval Academy graduate. He is a lot smarter than his father-in-law. He's a nuclear engineer.
And a Sioux City kid.
And a Sioux City kid, yeah. And they dated for 4 years when he went through the Naval Academy, long distance. He was on a destroyer out of Seattle. He was went through the nuclear program and was served on a carrier in Norfolk, Virginia for 2.5 years, and now is stationed at that big naval station in Ames, Iowa. He's teaching NROTC down there. My daughter teaches fifth grade at one of the elementary schools. So it's great to have them close, and two little new grandchildren down there. It was great. And then my youngest son, Sam, is up in Minneapolis. He's doing a lot of refereeing of hockey. He's played on the Deaf National Hockey Team. In the Deaf Olympics, he's got a couple of gold medals and a silver and a bronze over the years. And
those are world medals. That's world competition, yes. Which is incredible.
Yeah, and so it's been fun following him around the world, watching him play hockey. And he'd love to get a shot to try to go referee in the NHL someday. So that's kind of what he's doing, is following that dream.
That's awesome. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, where our guest today is Mr. Dan Holzrichter. Dan is a principal with Baird Wealth Management in Sioux City. He's also the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with Dan and more on Grow Siouxland right after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Hoekstra, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Again, very pleased that you've decided to spend part of your day with us. We're visiting with Mr. Dan Holzrichter, who is a principal with Baird Wealth Management in Sioux City. He's also the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Dan grew up right here in Sioux City, attended Bryant Elementary and North Junior and eventually North High School before matriculating at the United States Naval Academy and eventually became a Marine. Dan, your birthday, the Marine Corps birthday, 24 hours away. What are the odds of that? And then, of course, that's November 10th, and then Veterans Day on November 11th.
Yeah, we always joke that they made Veterans Day on the 11th so that we had a day to recover from our birthday bash.
That makes perfect sense. So to all the Marines out there, thank you for your service, and Semper Fi. And Dan, speaking of your military service, you said that you served, and at about 28 years old, started to settle into family life and potentially, and I presume, a new career.
Yeah, I got out right after Desert Storm. I did stay in the reserves for a while, but I decided that getting shot at was probably not the way I wanted to make my living for the rest of my life. So I looked at some options out there, and investing had always been a hobby of mine. I started investing paper route money when I was 14, so after I got to talking to people and somebody said, hey, you can actually get paid to go do this, I thought, what a great opportunity, what a great idea. So I had some offers to work in Boston and in the D.C. area, and I talked to my broker back here in Sioux City, and he said, well, why don't you come back to Sioux City and work for us? And I said, why don't you make me an offer that I can't refuse? And they did, and I moved back here, and it's been a great 30-some years since I've been back.
It's fantastic, and I've had the occasion to visit your office, and it's remarkable. On your credenza, there's a memory that I'm sure is indelibly etched into your psyche, and that's you shaking hands with President Ronald Reagan. Tell us about that photo.
Right. That was in 1985 when I graduated. He was our commencement speaker that year. He had just gone through prostate surgery, and they told us he was only going to shake hands with the top 10% of the class, and then the admiral would give the rest of us our commissions and our diplomas. And of course, I know you're shocked, but I was not in the top 10% of my class.
That's an incredibly prestigious institution, And to graduate at all is an accomplishment. To be the top 10% is otherworldly. Yeah, well,
the Admiral was getting out of the Navy and had nothing to lose. And so after the top 10% walked through, he walked over to President Reagan and whispered in his ear. And I'm sure the Secret Service was having kittens, but he jumped right up and ran to the front of the stage and then shook hands with all 1,032 of us.
Wow.
That walked by to get our commissions and our diplomas.
And so, I'm going to say he would have been in his late 70s at the time.
Yeah.
So
and just he just finished his prostate cancer treatment, and so I think they were kind of trying to keep him from standing all that time and trying to protect him, but he wanted to get up there and shake everyone's hand. So
what a great message that the Commander-in-Chief sent to those newly commissioned officers in the United States Navy and the United States Marine Corps. So good for him. Dan talked a little bit about your work in investing. Tell us, where did you begin in Sioux City and how did that lead to where you are today?
Sure. I started with a regional company out of Minneapolis called Dane Bosworth. Eventually became Dane Rauscher. I was with them for 10 years and they got bought out by RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada. That was not a great fit for us, so we wound up moving to Smith Barney. As happens in my industry all too often, Smith Barney was bought by Citigroup, which then had to sell us off to Morgan Stanley. So in 2011, I moved to a company called Baird. We're employee-owned out of Milwaukee, not New York City. And it's just a great place to work. It's a great, great company to be affiliated with. Our former CEO said we do three things. If we do three things, and only these three things, will be great. And that is, one, do what's right for the clients. Two, take care of your people. And three, give back to the community.
And you guys certainly give back to the community. And one of the ways you do so is the activity that you and your peers are engaged in supporting not-for-profit organizations like the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it's important. There's a lot of different areas, and all of us seem to serve on two or three boards and try to give back, try to make this a better place, Sioux City, Siouxland. So anything we can do to try to make it better helps us, but it's also the right thing to do.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I'm serving as your host. Our guest today is Mr. Dan Holzrichter. Dan is a Sioux City native who has spent most of his career in Sioux City involved in the securities and in financial planning and investing. That's after completing a decade of service both at the United States Naval Academy and then as a Marine combat veteran from the Gulf War, and now three adult children and serving as the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber. Dan, tell us about how you initially gravitated toward becoming involved in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. It's I think it started with the annual dinner, and we would buy a table and attend the dinner. And the speakers were always so interesting. There was so much going on. It was so interesting to see things like the Deming Award, where you're awarding a local businessman for his lifetime of service and achievement in Siouxland. And so those things resonated with me. And I always thought, you know, this is an organization that does so much in this community, so many different things. I think I want to be a part of that. And that's how I wound up getting in.
And so you started with a role on the board of directors, and that grew to you serving on the executive committee of the board of directors, and then ultimately being selected by your peers to serve as the chair of the board of directors, a role that you began on October 1st. Hard to believe you're already a month in, 11 to go. But you've had the opportunity and the occasion to observe the organization, to watch your predecessors as chairs and see what their priorities were. I'm sure you've developed your own vision for what you'd like to see the organization accomplish over the course of the next year.
Yes. It's very humbling to be where I am right now. You look back at all the past chairs and all they have done, and some very large figures in Siouxland history. So these are big shoes to fill, and there's a lot that this organization does. I think what really I'm most proud of with this organization is how much they do with how few staff. If you look at other chambers in the region, most of them have much bigger staffs, and quite frankly, don't get as much done as we get done. So our staff is really our kind of our secret weapon. We've got a lot of experience. A lot of people have been here and have just a wealth of knowledge and that wealth of experience. And the chamber does so many things. Whenever there's a knockoff that nobody else in town knows what to do or how to do it or what should be done, it seems like it falls to the chamber, whether that's the commissioning of a naval war. Warship, whether it's a litter problem, whether it's a sewer problem or fat and grease, it always winds up coming to the chamber, and the chamber figures out ways to work with the community, work with government, and get things done. So right now, for my next year, the next 11 months, the thing that I want to focus on, and I've told our board this and told the staff this, is kind of get back to business, get back to the business of the chamber. And what can we do for our members? How can we improve it? How can we be more effective? How can we meet the different challenges and the changes that have come down? What do we need to be doing? So we're doing kind of a deep review of what we provide our members, what we do for our members, asking them what they would like us to do, and then trying to refocus ourselves on the local problems and what we can do to improve our community and grow business in Siouxland.
You know, Dan, in the final 60 seconds that we have together this morning, I've been through this a number of times. This year is going to fly by. When it's all said and done, I tell people the one thing they'll remember most is the annual dinner and who the keynote speaker was. You've already started on that. We're not revealing anything, but it's already a priority for you this early in your leadership administration.
Absolutely. We have a history of great speakers, fantastic programs. And so, again, those are big shoes to fill. So you got to start early and you got to think big and you got to start working things. And I think we're doing that. And if we can pull off what we're hoping to, I think people will be excited and very pleased with our event next fall.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, and I look forward to working with you over the course of the fiscal year. Congratulations to you on being selected by your peers to chair the organization, and hello to your wife, Vicki, and your three children.
Thanks much, Chris. Great to be here.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Dan Holzrichter, a principal with Baird Wealth Management and the new chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We hope that you enjoy the birthday of the United States Marine Corps tomorrow, November 10th, and that you also remember to thank a veteran on Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.